Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Voting in so-called referenda continues in four Russian-occupied areas of eastern and southern Ukraine. The voting's illegal under both Ukrainian and international law. NPR's Kat Lonsdorf reports there are already numerous reports of voter coercion.
On various social media platforms, especially the Telegram messaging app, videos and photos of the voting indicate a process that is neither free nor fair. In a widely shared video from an apartment building in an occupied area, soldiers with guns can be seen walking in the stairwell, escorting authorities with ballot boxes. In another set of photos, voters at a polling station fill out ballots while under the watchful eye of authorities. The mayor of the occupied city of Melitopol said that residents there had been threatened with deportation if they refused to participate. This voting will continue until Tuesday. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Kryvyi Rih, Ukraine.
Typhoon Noru is battering the Philippines' main island of Luzon with strong winds and torrential rain. Thousands of residents have been forced to flee their homes as emergency officials remained on high alert. NPR's Aikra Ray has more from Manila.
The strongest storm to hit the Philippines this year, Super Typhoon Noru, has brought floods, large waves, and sustained winds of up to 115 miles per hour to main island Luzon, home to 64 million people. Because of the rain, Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has canceled classes and non-emergency government work. Local services were disrupted and dozens of international and local flights have been canceled. Since hitting land, weather forecasters say Noru has slightly weakened, downgrading it to typhoon category on its second landfall. For NPR News, I'm Aika Ray in Manila.
A fresh report on August inflation is due out this coming week. NPR's Scott Horsley reports concern over rising prices and the Federal Reserve's efforts to control them has been taking a toll on the stock market.
The Commerce Department is set to report on Friday how much prices went up in August. This is the inflation yardstick that's most closely watched by the Federal Reserve. A month ago, the department said July's annual inflation rate was 6.3%, more than triple the central bank's target. Fed policymakers said this past week they expect inflation will be lower by the end of the year, but not as low as they had predicted back in June. In an effort to curb inflation, the Fed raised interest rates by another 0.75 percentage point and warned that additional rate hikes are likely in November and December. That helped fuel a sell-off on Wall Street, where all the major stock indexes were down this past week between 4% and 5%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. futures contracts are trading lower at this hour. Dow futures down about 0.5%. In fact, all three major indices are down about 0.5%. You're listening to NPR News. Health officials in Uganda say its Ebola caseload jumped to 16, while another 18 people also likely had the disease. That's fueling fears of a spreading outbreak that involves a strain for which a vaccine hasn't yet been found. The country's Ministry of Health says there are 4 confirmed deaths. The World Health Organization says the Ebola Sudan strain is less transmissible and it has shown a lower fatality rate than in previous outbreaks of Ebola Zaire, a strain that killed nearly 2,300 people in neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo 2 years ago. A 2-time Olympic champ smashed his own world record today to set the fastest marathon time ever, NPR's Amy Held reports.
With a big smile and raised arms, Eliud Kipchoge finished the 26.2-mile race in a time never before set in a marathon. 2 hours, 1 minute, and 9 seconds. It's familiar territory. Kipchoge bested his own world record set on the same course 4 years ago by a whole half minute. Now 37 years old, he's not done yet, saying in a post-race interview his legs have still got it.
Absolutely, still more. In my legs are still more. And I hope future still great.
Kipchoge has won 15 out of 17 career marathons. And for his latest record-breaking finish in Berlin, it wasn't even close. His nearest competitor came in about 5 minutes behind him. Amy Held, NPR News.
The Nikkei is trading lower at this hour, down 2.1%. U.S. futures contracts also trading lower. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.